Hare Krishna. So we are seeing different types of doers. So there are three doers basically, and we have seen one in the previous shloka, that is Jivatma, that is all of us. Now let's see the second doer. Who is that second doer? Here it goes. Na kartritvam na karmani lokasya srijati prabhuho na karma phala samyogam Svabhavastu pravartate. So here it is said, Prabhu. Who is Prabhu? Master. First time a very nice word is used for all the living entities, all of us. Prabhu. That is master. Master of what? Master of the city of nine gates. That is his body. So basically, Prabhu is another word for embodied being. That is all of us. Prabhu. So what is given about Prabhu? Na. Na kartritvam. He does not create any action. Na karmani lokasya srijati. He does not create any action or induce people to act. Na karma phala samyogam. He does not create any fruits of action. Then who is doing all this? Swabhavastu pravartate. This is all enacted by whom? By the three modes of material nature. So here Krishna has used na, na, na three times. And is very clear. Na kartrutvam, na karmani lokasya srijati, na karma phala samyogam. He is saying that the living entity, he does not do the work, nor he induces others to do the work. And he is the one who does not actually create the fruits of the action also. So who is doing all this? The three modes of material nature. So here, there is a second doer that is mentioned. That is three modes of material nature. So Jivatma, the first doer, he is the one who desires. He desires what he wants, he desires. And the three modes of material nature actually manifest that desire, materializes that desire. So let's see a few things in detail. The living entity, one of the energies or the natures of the Supreme Lord, but is distinct from the matter, which is another nature called inferior of the Lord. So here we have to understand. We living entities, all of us, we spirit soul, we are actually superior to the matter, as we were discussing in previous video also. So this is given in chapter number 7, and Krishna is making it very clear in shloka number 5, that apreyam itastvanyam prakritim vidhime param jiva bhuta mahabaho ye adam dharyate jagat. So Krishna is telling Arjuna, oh Arjuna, oh mahabaho, you know, there is actually a superior energy of mine who is exploiting the inferior energy. So who is superior energy? We living entities. And what are we exploiting? We are exploiting the matter, the material nature or material energy. So this is exactly what is happening. So we are always higher, we are always superior. But unfortunately, somehow we have got this tendency of lording it over this material nature or enjoying in this material nature. Somehow this tendency has creeped in. Somehow the superior nature, the living entity, has been in contact with material nature since time immemorial. So if we suppose, if we want to trace back, when did we come here? Not to do this filthy activity of enjoying in this world. We will not get any date. Obviously, we celebrate happy birthday to you. But then, that happy birthday which we celebrate, that birthday, is basically the birth of this body, not us as living entities. If we talk about the real birth, we cannot trace when it was. So it was immemorial, time immemorial. The temporary body or material dwelling place which he obtains is the cause of varieties of activities and their resultant reactions. So it's all the natak that is happening in this world is because of this body. Since we have this material body and we are doing material activities, we get material results also. And because of that, we have to suffer. And it's actually the body which is going through lots of troubles. But then since we have complete faith and confidence and belief that I am this body, so anything happens to this body, I consider that, yes, it is happening to me. We are completely attached to the body. And we completely believe that I am this body. So because of that, all the material activities we do, we get some results of that. And because of that, either we enjoy or suffer. And that enjoyment and suffering is because of this body and our belief that we are this body. Then here it is said, Living in such a conditional atmosphere, one suffers the results of the activities of the body by identifying himself with the body. It is ignorance acquired from time immemorial that is the cause of bodily suffering and distress. So, it's the ignorance basically. What is the ignorance? Ignorance is not understanding that we are spirit, soul and not this body. That is ignorance. Not understanding this particular fact is ignorance. But when person comes to knowledge that yes, I am not this body, I am spirit, soul, he is actually understanding that he is actually superior to this material world. And his activities will also be in according to that particular understanding. So all the suffering that the person is going through is because of the activities of the body. As long as he is in the city of the body, he appears to be the master of it, but actually he is neither its proprietor nor controller of its actions and reactions. He is simply in the midst of the material ocean struggling for existence. This is the most comic line here. Humorous line. We think that we are the controller. We think. That's what we can do. We think that we are the controller of this body. But the fact is, neither we own this body. If we own this body, then when we die, why don't we take this body also? So we don't own the body. As soon as we die, it means we leave the body. We leave this body behind. It is buried or it is burnt. And the spirit soul goes to another body. So it's almost like a person staying in a rented house. The owner comes and he says, chalo phuto yahan se, niklo bahar. And the soul has to leave. That's what happens. As soon as the death date comes, the expiry date, then there are Yamadutas who come and say, chalo, time up, leave the place. And the person has to leave. So who is the original proprietor? Basically, it's very clear, we are not. And also we understand that Krishna is the original proprietor. He owns this body, not us. So nor we are the proprietor, nor we are controller. Can we control this body? Many of the times it's so uncontrolled. You know, people come and say that my mind is so uncontrolled, what to do with that? Nothing we can do with that. It's uncontrolled, remain uncontrolled only. If we are a materialist, that's what will happen. Because this is controlled, this body, the gross body, the subtle body is controlled by the three modes of material nature. It's not under our control. So in this way, nor we are the proprietor, nor we are the controller. Simply, what are we doing? We are struggling for existence here in this body. Simply, we are struggling. So our situation is given very nicely here. The waves of the ocean are tossing him and he has no control over them. His best solution is to get out of the water by transcendental Krishna consciousness that alone will save him from all turmoil. So now what is happening is, imagine ocean. Lots of waves are there. And a person is stuck. A person is stuck in the middle of the ocean. And what is happening? The waves are just tossing him from one place to another. Now he is not enjoying there. He has not gone for fun. But the waves is tossing from here to there and he is somehow trying to come out of the situation. Same thing is happening with all of us. The three modes of material nature, they are like the waves. And they are tossing the person from one place to another and to another. And the person is somehow trying to struggle there and to come out of that situation. But guess what? He cannot come out of the situation by his own endeavor. Impossible. Impossible. When a person is stuck in the ocean, how can he come out by himself? So someone from outside should come and help him out. So for that, what he is supposed to do? Raise his hand and call out very loudly, for help. Then someone will come for help. And what are we supposed to do? When we are stuck in these three modes of material nature, in this material world, what are we supposed to do? Same thing. We have to raise our hand and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We call out for Krishna loudly, Oh Krishna, please help me. And Krishna himself is saying this in Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter. Daivi hesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. He is saying, Oh living entity, you are actually stuck in the material world. And to come out of it is very, very difficult. Duratyaya, very, very difficult. But then, if you call out for me, Mam evaye prapadyanti, if you surrender on to me, what will happen? Maya metam taranti, I will deliver you, don't worry. So Krishna is giving a promise here. Only thing that we have to do is intensely call out for the Lord for help and Lord will deliver the person. That is, when we practice Krishna consciousness, then it is possible for us now to get out of this struggling existential crisis that we are in. Then we can be actually out of the suffering of this material world, and we can actually come to a platform where we can relish the bliss every single moment on the spiritual platform, basically. So in this way, it is said that that alone will save him from all turmoil. What alone? Transcendental Krishna consciousness. Only that will help us. So we have to take up Krishna consciousness very, very seriously. Very, very seriously. Then only it is possible that we will escape, let me use this word, escape from this material world. And that escaping thing will happen only by the mercy of Krishna. So after understanding this about Prakriti, three modes of material nature, a person might have a question. Okay, so I understand that I am not doing any activity. Three modes of material nature is doing activity. But who is controlling the three modes? Krishna says, Daivi Hesha Gunamai Mama Maya. He is saying it's my energy. And Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. I am the one who is controlling. So if Krishna is controlling three modes of material nature, and but three modes of material nature are controlling me, so that's how the actions are happening. So basically it means Krishna is doing the actions. So when I am committing sinful activity, or when these sinful actions are happening, then why am I punished? Krishna should be punished, no? Why am I punished? So this, Krishna knows such questions will come. So he's going to clarify this in the next shloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.